Hi, my name is Mackenzie Cagle, and I am a junior in high school. I have recently decided to start creating a podcast that involves astronomy and mythology, two of my favorite subjects to be learning in school. For my astronomy class, we are currently making projects, and I decided to create a podcast. This first episode will be dedicated to my subject, black holes, why we have them, and why they are created.
Hello, my name is Mackenzie Cagle, and today we will be talking about black holes. So, what exactly is a black hole? A black hole is a place in space where gravity pulls so much that even light cannot get out. The gravity is so strong because matter has been squeezed into a tiny space, and this can all happen when a star is dying. What do black holes do? Well, according to Einstein's general theory of relativity, any massive object actually distorts the space-time around it, including our sun, Earth, or even us. A black hole is an extreme case in the sense that at its singularity, the curvature of space-time becomes infinite, preventing even light to escape. Now, what exactly will happen if a person ends up going into a black hole? So, for black holes, distant observers will only see regions outside the event horizon, but individual observers falling into the black hole would experience quite another, if you will, quote-unquote, reality. If you got into the event horizon, your perception of space and time would entirely change. At the same time, the immense gravity of the black hole would compress you horizontally and stretch you vertically. Kind of like a noodle. Which is why scientists call this phenomenon, and this is no joke, spaghettification. I think that's a perfect name for what happens to you, not gonna lie. Now here's a little did-you-know fact. The furthest black hole that has ever been spotted by a telescope was discovered by a female scientist, and it was approximately 13.1 billion light-years away. And to be able to see that through a telescope is astronomical. I mean, that is insane that you can actually see that through a telescope. I find that so fascinating that, because normally black holes, you can only see the color around them, and you can only see, I mean, that's all you can see. But with this one, you can actually see the hole itself and the color around it. And it was 13.1 billion light years. Light years. That's really far. And then another did you know fact, that the closest black hole that has ever been recorded was about 1,000 light years away. 1,000 light years away, and that's from Earth. That the closest a black hole has ever been recorded that was close to the Earth, that our planet, was 1,000 light years away. Only 1,000, not a billion, not a million, 1,000. Which kind of makes you wonder. I mean, could our Earth be swallowed by a black hole? Could a galaxy be swallowed by a black hole? And I do have the answers to tell you the truth. a galaxy can technically not be swallowed by a black hole. There are, like in our galaxy, the Milky Way, there is a ginormous black hole just right smack dab in the center of our galaxy. But of course, our area where all of our planets are is kind of on the outer edge part of the galaxy, if you will. It's not very close to the center, which is okay. And our galaxy is, if you will, destined to collide with another galaxy at some point. And with this, if this other galaxy does in fact have a ginormous black hole in the center, once those two black holes combine, it will create one giant black hole that will, to be honest with you, it will devour the two galaxies. I mean, this black hole will be so big. Like, luckily, none of us will probably be alive by the time this happens. So, that if that answers the question, could a galaxy actually be swallowed by a black hole? It all just really depends on whether or not it's combined with another black hole. And actually, black holes can't, the sun, people were talking, scientists were considering the sun to be able to turn into a black hole, and then, because the sun is a star, it's a really, really big hot star, but it's not big enough to the point where it will explode into a black hole. There are multiple different outcomes from a star exploding. There's a white dwarf, a supernova, a neutron star, a black hole, and with our sun, it may be huge and it may be big, but it's definitely, I mean, there are stars out there that are way, way bigger than our sun, and those are the kind of stars that explode and will turn into black holes. So, let's see here if I have any other questions that I can answer about black holes. To be honest, black holes do really fascinate me. Black holes and supernovas and exoplanets and stuff like that. That stuff just kind of really makes me really think about what our Earth, like what our whole universe is. And going back to the, what a black hole is and if a galaxy could be swallowed up, technically, once you're in a black hole, because not even light itself can escape a black hole, and so you definitely would not be able to explode a black hole, which brings scientists to question, if nothing can escape a black hole, then can't the universe eventually be swallowed up? Like I said, that all comes down to the galaxies colliding and stuff like that. It all really just depends on what happens there, I guess, is what I would say. Black holes can be way bigger than the sun because of the stars that explode. And on top of that, black holes can actually get smaller than the sun, like way, 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 way smaller. And, you know, it actually takes a lot of mass for a star to be able to explode into a black hole. We're talking 30, 40, like, that's how much mass it needs to be able to create into a black hole. And then, after a star collapses or dies, how long exactly would it take for a black hole to form from a star? So, like, let's say a star explodes, it dies, quote-unquote collapses. How long exactly will it take to form a black hole? I mean, would it take hours, days, years, seconds? And the answer to that is, in fact, seconds, which is honestly really surprising to me. Because that's just something that I really wouldn't think would happen to a star. I just wouldn't think, like, you would think that it would take so long and so many days to actually turn into a black hole, but it only takes hours. I mean, seconds. Like, that's just insane. And then here's a little summary from a website from NASA. I got this little summary from there. Because no light can actually get out of a black hole, that's why people can't see black holes with the naked eye. They're basically invisible. Space telescopes with special tools can help find black holes. And the special tools could see how the stars are very close to the black holes act differently than the other stars. Like, the stars that we see in our night sky compared to the ones that are right next to a black hole could act completely different. And some observations that I made was that black holes are actually smaller than a blue and a red giant, which we will get into in other episodes on what those are and what they do. And both of those, both a red and a blue giant, when they die, become a black hole. Depending on the mass of the star. Sorry. and in the hunt for exoplanets, I think it might help because you really, really wouldn't want an exoplanet around where black holes kind of form a lot, where a lot of stars die. And I know the black holes can really form anywhere, but it just kind of, like, you just need to be able to plan out and or map out where you would put the, or where you would find the exoplanets and where they are near black holes and where they form the most. And we're going to go ahead and end this episode on a question. Actually, on two questions. Could there be life possibly on the other side of a black hole? I mean, I don't know if anybody's ever actually been into a black hole before, but we know for a fact that once you go into a black hole, like we said, because of the gravity, you get squished basically into a noodle. I mean, spaghettification, hello. So, I mean, is there really a black hole out there that you can go through and survive? I mean, like, what's on the other side? Could it be a universe that's exactly like this one? And, like, is it aliens? I mean, who knows? So could there be life on the other side of a black hole? And if so, is there any way to figure out what kind of life has formed on the other side? Is it, like, in those movies when, like, they go on different planets and it's, like, super tropical with a whole bunch of, like, flying elephants and tiny dinosaurs running around? Are there people? Like, just, is it, it's just so fascinating because nobody can survive going through a black hole. But if we find one that we can, would anyone be willing to go through it? So the two questions, could there life be possibly on the other side of a black hole? And if so, is there any way to figure out what kind of life has formed on the other side? I'm going to leave those two questions to linger in your heads. Thank you so much for tuning in to my podcast this week. I will be trying to get some more podcasts out about red giants and blue giants and more of the stuff that you heard within this podcast. So thank you so much for tuning into my podcast, and I will see you all later. Bye.